Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirmed several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother for consulting fees. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In an effort to curb fuel prices in the United States, President Biden is ordering release of gas from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of 1 million barrels per day on average for the next 6 months. This will take our reserves down to half, and no plans were announced by Biden to replenish the emergency reserve. Russian officials are reporting two Ukrainian military helicopters struck a fuel depot in the Russian city of Belgorod on Friday, marking the first Ukrainian airstrike on Russian soil since Moscow invaded its neighbor in late February. On average, inflation is costing the American consumer $5,600 a year extra.
A key indicator of inflation is reaching a nearly 40-year high. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index jumped 5.4% from a year ago. The PCE is the Federal Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jurors will hear closing arguments Friday in the trial of four men accused of trying to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a case with informants, undercover agents, secret recordings, and two people who pled guilty cooperating. President Biden has ordered the release of 180 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve built up by President Trump's energy independence policy. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia says Biden's plan will make just a minor difference, and that's not why the reserves are there.
Well, it's going to make a minor difference, but let me tell you, that's not what the reserves are intended for. That's not why they are there. It's not to bring down the price of petroleum in our country. They're there for a specific reason in case we need them in an emergency. But, you know, any help that we can get, obviously, with the price of gas right now that's impacting Americans, I mean, you realize inflation is costing families $5,600 a year. I mean, people are missing two paychecks every year as a result of inflation. And what's so sad is that this could have been avoided and should have been avoided if it were not for Joe Biden and this administration's war on fossil fuels, war on energy independence. We wouldn't be in this mess right now that we're in. Sure. Is it going to help? It's going to help a little bit, but not enough to make a significant difference.
NCAA Final Four games will be played Saturday in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, doing good. I'm warm. You're cold. It's the nature of what it is. I mean, these fronts, they come and go, and they always seem to run through New York, and it's brutal there, huh?
Well, you know, it's cold here. At the moment, it's about 42 degrees. This time yesterday, I think it was 26. But, you know, the good news is we've got low taxes and thoughtful, creative, responsible government and tremendous public safety. And did I mention the clean streets?
Yeah. So we're living in a dream world suddenly as well on
suddenly
top of all that.
World, yes.
This is what the cold has done to you?
This is a dream world, yeah, and then I woke up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that Disney's almost feeling the same thing. They feel like Sleeping Beauty, like, oh, no, keep me asleep. Don't let me wake up to this because what's happening with Mickey and Minnie? I mean, you know, the binary institution is now gone, you know, totally LGBTQ agenda. And, you know, it's like, what kind of a crazy stance, I mean, in buying into this narrative about the no gay bill, you know, kind of deal was ridiculous. And, of course, the Oscars try to pick up on that as well. Simple deal. I mean, who doesn't want to protect, you know, your five-year-old from sexual education and indoctrination from teachers that have nothing to do with the family?
Well, this is what's amazing is that this bill, I've looked at the text, it doesn't have the word gay. So presumably if the bill is the don't say gay bill, it would say don't say gay somewhere in the bill, but the bill doesn't say gay. So that's lie number one and the big lie related to this whole story. Number one and number two, it basically says that there will be no classroom instruction regarding sexual orientation or gender in grades kindergarten 1, 2, and 3. Now, I'm presuming fourth graders, you know, I guess you probably could talk to fourth graders if you want about this, but what this bill says is kids are between about ages 5 and 9. You don't talk about sexual orientation. Don't talk about gender. Is that really asking too much? Is this, you know, the vanguard of homophobia? Is this gay bars being shut down? Is this, you know, gay people hanging from trees the way this is being depicted? This is ridiculous. And by the way, it's not just don't discuss homosexuality. Don't discuss heterosexuality. When you're 5 to 9 years old, don't discuss sexuality. This shouldn't be on the agenda. You know, I don't think you ought to be talking about, you know, Adam and Steve or about Adam and Eve or anything else. You ought to be talking about things like, you know, here's some basic vocabulary. Here's what a square looks like versus a circle. Here's how you do some basic math. Here's how you put together a basic sentence. You know, the basic stuff that you and I and our listeners learned when we were in kindergarten through third grade. And this other stuff, you know, can wait till junior high or high school or, you know, at least fourth grade. But the way this is being portrayed by the left and by Disney is that Ron DeSantis is, you know, rounding up gay people or whatever it is, which is just utter, complete garbage and total unfiltered lies, which is about what you expect from the left these days. They just don't, they're not, the entire American left has become a truth-free zone.
Well, the kids in our culture are being oversexed as it is with the movies and the music and all, DeRoy. I mean, it's hard for parents to contain it as it is. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, you know, I was convinced when my kids grew up that I needed to spend more time with them in their teenage years as to when they were infants.
well, now you got to start when they're in kindergarten. I mean, look, yeah. If you went up to a first grader on a playground and said, hey, Johnny, let's talk about your sexuality, the cops would be on you in 3 minutes, and you'd be in handcuffs, you'd be taken away for child endangerment or something like that. But if you do that in the classroom, that's okay with Disney, that's okay with the Democrats, that's okay with all the folks at the Oscars. Is this really what these people are telling us? It is extraordinary, this very unusual and fairly recent apparent desire on the left to sex up little kids. And we're not talking about kids in junior high school. We're talking about kids in kindergarten. When I was in kindergarten, I did things like play in the sandbox and climb the jungle gym, and we drank milk and we sang songs and we took naps. And now I suppose you're in kindergarten, the teacher's supposed to talk to you about, what your sexual orientation is. Kids can't spell sexual orientation. They barely can spell over three-letter word sex. And that's a good thing in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. But the left has an altogether different idea and concept. And this sort of ties in also to the Supreme Court nominee.
I was going to say.
Jackson. Oddly enough, she, for whatever reason, seems to have a soft spot for child pornographers. I believe there are 10 instances where people were in her courtroom who had been charged with child pornography. I believe the federal, in one case in particular, the federal sentencing guidelines said this person should get 27 months. The prosecution asked for, I think, a little bit less than that, and she gave this person 3 months. And this wasn't an isolated incident. She's done this like 10 times. So what is it about the left kind of being soft on adults who want to be somehow engaged sexually with children? It seems like this is maybe the new cutting edge of the left and the next institution they're going to knock down, the idea that you ought to leave kids alone until they're age 18. I guess that's going to go by the boards. Now we're going to sex up kids in kindergarten. This is the left's new project. These people are totally, completely, utterly out of control. They need to be stopped for good.
Well, this is what happens, DeRoy, when you turn your back on the truth. I mean, it's that blatant. I mean, so much so that here you are, purportedly, people tell you that she's a very smart woman, and she can't even define what a woman is. I mean, wait a minute. I'm sorry that really. But see, this is what ideology, when you're so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid. And this is what the left is doing time and time again. It's not very intellectual. And people who are striving to be intellectual or to expand their knowledge are just turned off with the stupidity of it all. But unfortunately, when you give them control, then you got to put up with them, indoctrinating your kids and forcing you to think as they do. If not, you're out of the club.
Judge Brown Jackson is not stupid. She's Harvard educated. She went to and graduated Harvard Law School. She's written 575 court opinions, something like that. So I think the reason she didn't say very simply a woman is a female member of the human race, that would have been the easiest thing to say.
Yes.
I think the reason she didn't define it is because if you do define it, then you are leaving out men who identify as women, people in transition, all this other stuff. And so I imagine if she'd given the sort of textbook dictionary definition of a woman, she would have upset a lot of the transgender activists and so on. And so she thought, I guess the easiest thing to do is just say, well, I can't define that.
Yeah. So, and again, in percentages, I mean, what are we talking? Less than 5, let's just round it up, benefit of the doubt. Say 5% of the population. I've heard as little as 1%, but let's just say 5%. So for 90, you insult the 95%? I mean, because we don't know how to answer that question? We don't want to deal with it?
I guess that's the case. And what I find kind of crazy about that, and it's not just Judge Brown Jackson, it's the entire left is bought into this entire project. Yeah, I got to think, if I'm a Democrat woman and I hear this person has been nominated by the President of the States, Joe Biden, to be on the Supreme Court for a life appointment, and this person can't define a woman, suddenly I'm feeling kind of alienated. I'm thinking, why am I voting Democrat if these people, this woman who's been appointed by Joe Biden, because she's a woman, not because she's a man with a penis who thinks he's a woman, that was sort of the whole point of her appointment. I'm thinking, well, why am I still voting for these people if the Supreme Court nominee picked by Joe Biden can't even define who 50% of the American population is? It's absolutely mind-blowing. And yeah, you're right. If there were some, I could understand there were a lot of votes in this. If the transgender population were 40% of the public, maybe you could say, all right, well, we'll offend 60% of the people, but we'll get 40,
right,
and maybe we'll pick up some lefties along the way. I mean, if you're singing to the back 5% of the folks in the balcony and offending everybody from the orchestra, mezzanine and on up, front balcony, et cetera. And the only people who are applauding are all the way in the back, you know, the back aisle on the
exactly.
corner, you know.
And everybody else is totally alienated, right? Hey, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. So just to put a bow on all this over-sexualization of this country, I mean, it's like, you know, being so focused on any one thing, I mean, it's almost like we've become idiot savants over sex, and everything else has gone by the wayside here, and we've rendered ourselves just stupid.
Yeah, absolutely, and look, you know, if you could convince me that these kids actually were learning the rest of the day and actually getting educated the rest of the day, I might not agree with this is what is going on, but say, well, okay, maybe you got 10 minutes a day to talk about this because the kids have learned all they possibly can about the English language and basic math and basic, you know, how to get along with other kids and a little bit of history, whatever it might be. But I don't think they're getting any of that. And every minute they spend on this other stuff is a minute they're not getting on the basics that are barely being taught now. So basically what we're going to end up with is a society of ignorant, very sexed up kids who don't know much about anything except biology. And by the way, what happens when kids who are in first or second grade hear about this and after school think, hey, let's try this out. Why not?
Right, exactly.
Go for it. You know, yeah. There have been instances lately, you may have been interesting statistics on how the you're suddenly seeing girls who are 9, 10, 11 years old getting pregnant. I got to think that's because somebody there is saying, you know, hey, here's something else you can do with your body. I mean, it'll cross your mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes right. Yeah, that looks like fun. Let's try this. And you're getting girls who are, I guess, maybe reaching puberty earlier and also becoming sexually active earlier. And they're having kids not at 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, but down at, you know, 12, 11 years old, 10 years old. This is not good. I don't know why a pregnant elementary school girl is a good thing for anybody. I don't know why anybody would think that's a positive outcome.
Yeah, how is that a credible building block for society, having an 11-year-old pregnant? And
yeah,
and all roads lead to all this early indoctrination, and somehow the left thinks that's liberating?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is so insane. Enough on that stuff right now, DeRoy. Here we are, the current, the president, and you and I have talked about this, and it's, man, I'll tell you, this guy had the worst week that any president has ever had. I mean, at every turn, he kept finding a bucket to put his foot in the middle of.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, we have the President of the United States overseas in Poland saying that if the Russians used a chemical weapon, we would respond in kind, meaning that we would use chemical weapons. And within a couple of minutes, his National Security Advisor had to come out and say, well, actually, what the President meant to say is that we wouldn't use chemical weapons. And then he indicated to a group of troops in Poland, I believe it was, that they would be in Ukraine before long and could see for themselves what things look like there, which sounds like we're going to send troops to Poland. Or rather to Ukraine, and that had to be walked back, as they say. And then they made that comment about how Vladimir Putin shouldn't be in power, which meant that we were seeking regime change in Russia. The White House staff had to come out and say, well, the president didn't mean to say that. Then Peter Ducey asked him, why are you walking these things back? He said, I'm not walking back anything. So, I mean, you've got the misstatement of policy, the correction of policy, and then the re-misstatement of policy by Biden. And then apparently he blurted out something. I guess we've got U.S. soldiers training Ukrainian troops in Poland. I guess that was a classified program. Thanks to Biden, he blurted it out. I guess it's now not a classified program any longer. So that's another gaffe. So it's been one after another after another. And these are the people, remember, the adults are in charge, Bill. The adults are back. Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Trump and the children are out.
Right.
The adults are in. The grown-ups are back in charge. Well, how does it look with the grown-ups back in charge? More childish than ever.
Yeah, and oh yeah, by the way, bioweapons laboratory that his son invested in Ukraine. What's up with this?
Yeah, how about that? So you've got the first son apparently having invested money in some kind of a bioweapons research facility in Ukraine. Let's hope that whatever's in there doesn't turn out to be, you know, Wuhan 2 with the Kiev flu suddenly whipping around the world and killing more people. But if it happens, God forbid, you know, it very well might have Hunter Biden's fingerprints on it. And then since they've got a commingled bank account, I guess that would also include perhaps Joe Biden's fingerprints on the situation. Again,
exactly.
You can't pick it up. You can't invent this stuff.
No, exactly. And this is only one we're talking about. There's also reports that, but there's more. There's more bioweapon labs, you know, scattered throughout, you know, these countries that aren't restricted and are you know, allowing for this kind of, this kind of activity illegal here in the United States. But, you know, you can get Ukraine or some other third world country to participate because they need the money. We'll go ahead and we'll dirty up their environment, right?
You know, it would be one, this originally, I think, was part of the effort to clean up some of this activity after the end of the Cold War, and that's fine to go in and shut down these facilities. But I don't think they're being shut down, or at least not all of them. Some of them, I think, we're continuing on with the research into interesting new toxins and taking weaker toxins and making it stronger. This sort of gain of function stuff that eventually, I think, developed COVID-19 in a laboratory from which it escaped, and here we are today with the masks and the vaccine mandates and everything else. So I hope whatever is in there stays in the laboratory, but God forbid it gets out. You know, it could turn out to be the Biden flu.
Yeah. Wow, what a mess. And speaking of Hunter Biden, the laptop that will not go away, huh?
Yeah, it just keeps on giving. I think some people are wondering whether or not he's going to be indicted by the Department of Justice. There are all sorts of shenanigans going on that one of his business partners was just convicted. I believe it was this week,
yes.
or last week. If I'm not
last
wrong.
Week.
So, yeah,
right.
last week. So, the shadows are getting longer and longer for Hunter Biden. And at some point, I imagine the Attorney General is going to have to decide whether to indict the son of the President of the United States or not. If he does, it's going to be a massive, massive political explosion. And if he doesn't, it's going to be a massive political explosion coupled with what looks like a massive conflict of interest on the part of the Attorney General. I think he may have to do what happened under Trump and recuse himself and say, look, I'm way too conflicted in this. Just hand it over to a special counsel. Let the special counsel decide.
So, I think so. That'd be the wise thing to do, because then that way we can have subpoenas and make sure that people answer questions. The question that keeps coming up in my mind, though, DeRoy, is that we know the tentacles go into the vice president's office when he was then Vice President Joe Biden. How does this happen without the president, Barack Obama, not being involved?
I would have to think that people at the White House would have gone to the president and said to him exactly what they said to Biden when he was vice president. That he was approached by people at the State Department who complained, hey, your son is getting in the way of our diplomacy in Ukraine. Having the son of the vice president of the United States running around with Burisma and the rest of it, that apparently distracted and confused things as far as U.S. foreign policy and just created headaches for the U.S. embassy in Kiev. I got to think that if Vice President Biden got briefed on this by the State Department. Number one, it says that he did, in fact, know about his son's business dealings, even though he pleads ignorance. And I got to think something that big would have come up in either the presidential daily brief with Obama, or the Secretary of State would have mentioned it to him, or the National Security Advisor, or all of the above. I can't believe something like that would happen and Obama would not know about it.
No, I agree. About a minute and a half left, you wrote about Reaganites accused the media of bias in the 80s. You say those were actually the good old days by comparison,
yeah,
right?
By comparison, yeah. Back then, what the media usually would do is say, okay, here's what Reagan wants to do, and then they'd spend the second half of the report saying, here's why it's terrible, and they'd bring out some poor person or somebody in a wheelchair or a little old lady and say, oh, my God, this program, getting rid of this program is going to wipe me out. But at least you knew what the president's plans were. These days, the media either will completely ignore stories like the Hunter Biden laptop. I don't believe the words Hunter Biden have been said on ABC, CBS, or NBC nightly news programs for 261 or 262 days, no mention whatsoever. Or even worse, what they do is not only ignore stories, but invent them from scratch, such as the Russia hoax, Donald J. Trump is a KGB agent. We heard that Nicholas Sandman, the Covington high school kid, he and his friends were harassing this American Indian in front of the Lincoln Memorial. In fact, the American Indian approached them and started banging a drum in his face. And then Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Really? He defines himself as a, quote, BLM, a supporter of the BLM movement. So this guy they claim is a white nationalist supports BLM. So there's no evidence of that either. So rather than taking a story and twisting it like they did in the Reagan days, now they either totally ignore things or invent things from scratch. It's not media bias. It's now become pure fiction.
Until next time, DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Thank you, DeRoy. Have a great week.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in the April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirmed several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother for consulting fees. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Good morning to you. How are you? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. You know, we air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That is live. And for those of you who are hearing a replay over the weekend and you hear good morning in the afternoon, don't think we're crazy. It's a replay. But as I mentioned, you can join us live Monday through Friday at BillMartinezShow.com. Attorney Tom Lenz is with us. Renz, I should say. Thomas Renz has been with us. Ever since the start of COVID, and he's been the go-to attorney and analyst about all things COVID. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and DHHS regarding the COVID-19 lockdowns in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. Thomas, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, great to be here, Bill. How you been?
Hey, I've been good. COVID's been staying away from me. Thank God natural immunity is still working for the Martinez household. We're grateful for that.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the best and most effective solution to the whole thing is get it, treat it, and then move on.
Exactly. Well, and that's what my doctors have insisted. Oh, yes, that's old school, right? You listen to your doctor, you take their advice, and it keeps you out of trouble. But as we know, the government decided to be our doctor and interfere with the whole process. And how good of a job have they done for us in looking back over the last 2.5 years?
Well, I think they've done about as good a job as you'd expect the government to do, which is horrendous. They literally... You know, it's an interesting thing. The government literally does nothing well, ever. You know, they do kind of a half-hearted job at best. But, you know, you hit something. You talk to your doctor and you listen to your doctor. So if apparently you had one of the very few doctors that still thinks on this. Everybody else is just following these government edicts. And, you know, this really, really started and came about from Obamacare. I mean, when Obamacare was passed, they did two things that were really critical. One is they passed electronic medical records, which has become just a repository. You type in what's going on in your computer, and the computer tells you what you're allowed to do. And doctors are no longer able to think for themselves, because if they don't follow the computer orders, they get fired. The other thing it did was it consolidated the healthcare system. And when it consolidated the healthcare system and got rid of the independent doctors, all the doctors just started following the orders of whatever that computer said, regardless of whether it made sense. And they didn't do any research. They didn't do any work. They just did what it said because, you know, that's what their hospital system told them to do. And there's no independent doctors to think for themselves now.
Well, Tom, you know, you mentioned Obamacare, but this kind of model has taken over just about everything. I mean, the whole debate about climate change, for example, it's the same thing. You know, the rulemakers have decided this is the way this shall be, and the edicts come down from on high, and, you know, the researchers who have our money, right, they access taxpayers' money for research, they make sure the only people that get that research money are people who are marching lockstep with them. So all this money that we've invested in, whether it's healthcare or climate, go on down the line, that anything that involves the government today, it's all compromised. It's all one big lie. It's, you know, what's going to happen is, probably, maybe a couple of generations down the road, Tom, you know, the kids are going to roll back the veil and go, what a bunch of idiots. What the heck were they thinking, right? I mean, because it's really that obvious, and it's that bad. But meanwhile, they have us over a barrel, like Dr. Fauci. I mean, what is Dr. Fauci funding? Do you think he's funding objective studies into COVID, or where the pandemic originated? Heck no. I mean, he's doing everything he can, because this guy is a gain of function guy. He's made it clear. That's only one true thing that he said during the hearings that he's been investigated on, is that he believes in gain of function. So, okay. So just take it from there. What does that mean? And now we're finding out that we have, you know, bio labs in what, 7, 8 other countries, including, oh yeah, Ukraine? Are you kidding me? And this is all sponsored by taxpayer money, we the people? No wonder the world looks at America and thinks, you know, they hate us. And we think, wait a minute, what have we done? It's not us, it's the people that represent us, in much the same way that the people are looking at Russia right now, and they see Putin, and the Russians go, hey, that's not us, that's Putin, right? They're starting to try to separate themselves from the leadership. And this is what we see happening more and more, is because people just, look, we just want to live in peace, do the best we can for ourselves and our family, and be able to live the best life possible, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, boy, you got a mouthful there, and I'll tell you.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to tell you, so we've got some Hunter Biden connections to a bunch of these bio labs, but before I get to that, you know, the thing about this is you nailed it when you compared it to climate change. Now, we all know that the world actually ended in 2016 because Al Gore told us that 2016 was the point of no return on climate change. And so we're now actually just living in some sort of dream state. The world ended. New York is actually under 16 feet of water right now because climate change.
Don't buy a home in California. California's gone either. If you buy a home in California, you might as well look for somebody.
You need to buy a snorkel to go with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, the world's ended, and it's past the point of no return. So I think we should just write off climate change. And, you know, frankly, I'm not sure what these climate change people have against the people of Alaska, but I think that it's discriminatory because the people of Alaska deserve warm summers and warm winters as well. So I think there's discrimination there. But, you know, this they fund bad science. They fund science that they know is wrong, and it's going to come up with whatever it is that they want it to come up with. And then, you know, the science is science. So, I mean, unless you're someone who actually knows how to read and study the science and read and study these statistics, it's really hard to see that, you know, it's fraudulent. But it is, and that's what's happened. So they did that on climate change. They're doing that on COVID, and they're doing it everywhere else. And they're using fake science to justify bad policy.
How smart is Dr. Fauci that supports that kind of ideology?
Well, you know, Fauci's smart like a fox. You know, I mean, he's not a dumb man, I don't think. He's a rotten, evil monster. But, you know, Hitler was not a dumb man. So, right. You know, I mean, there's a lot of evil people that aren't dumb. And I don't think dumb is the word I would use to describe Fauci. I mean, you know, rotten, misleading, untrustworthy, corrupt. There's a lot of words I can think of and plenty of them that I can't say on the radio. But, you know, the guy's a monster. Now, I think one of the things that's actually really interesting, and we just put this out on my Substack this week. So I pulled together, and you mentioned the Ukraine biolabs. Mm-hmm. So this isn't really well known yet, but it's coming out more and more. Hunter Biden, you know, that guy.
Yes.
of the laptop fame.
Yes.
So his company, Rosemont Seneca, they invested very heavily in a company named Metabiota. So they're owners of that, right?
Right.
Metabiota actually was working with EcoHealth Alliance, you know, the guys who created the coronavirus over in Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
They were working with those guys from 2014 on in some of these things. We've got the documents on it. It's actually on that Substack article. And what that shows is that these guys, you know, they had a hand in this. And I don't know for sure, but it appears that, you know, these guys Biden may have actually had a hand in the development of this virus, which would explain a lot as to why we're not getting a whole lot of real investigations on this.
I'll tell you, Tom, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, because the thing that people are starting to connect is that when you think of Hunter Biden, you can't help but think of his father, Joe Biden, because he's the big guy. Stay with us. We got more.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And aren't we grateful? Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're having a very honest and truthful conversation with attorney Thomas Renz. And, Tom, I think you would agree, you know, with all the radio shows across the country that are being canceled, that are told you can't talk about stuff like this, you can't talk about Fauci, you know, Facebook will cancel you, social media will put you out in the dark. You know, it's been nonstop. You know, some radio stations flat out just say, look, we're not going to have that conversation on our air. Why? You know, why can't we exercise our First Amendment right in order to arrive at a reasonable conclusion? You know, people need to know for our own protection. But nope, the power elites are happy to be in control and to create all this devastation here in the country and around the world, and they're given cover. But we're grateful for the networks that support this radio show that have bravely stood alongside us for the sake of truth. And we thank you, Tom, that you've always been so willing to come on the show and to have this open conversation, because as we know from experience, knowledge is power, right?
Well, absolutely. And Bill, frankly, you know, guys like you are the reason that we have a chance of fighting back in this country. I mean, you having the courage to put this out there, for sure. I mean, listen, we're talking about massive levels of government corruption. But when you talk about government corruption, you've got to ask yourself, if there's corruption, that means someone's paying these guys off, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to ask yourself, who is paying these guys off and why? Someone's got Fauci in their pockets. Why? How? What's going on there? Now, you know, we all know some names like Gates and what have you. But the thing is when you start looking at corruption on this scale, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it and who's paying who off? So those are the people that we really got to go after. It's not, we can't just stop with the Fauci's. Fauci needs to be in jail, but we need to go after the people who bought him off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing about this is those same people, they've got an agenda. They don't want that agenda exposed. They don't want people talking about it. And if they've got the money to buy off Fauci and to buy off our government officials, then they've got the money to buy out media and to control media as well.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, the suppression of free speech is necessary. There are two cores to freedom. One is the freedom of speech, and the other is freedom of religion, because both lead to free thought and free expression. And free thought and free expression are the enemy of tyranny. And then those two rights are protected, most importantly, by the Second Amendment. And, you know, all three of those things are under direct assault constantly by these corrupt politicians and bureaucrats who've been bought off by any monster that they can sell out to. You know, I mean, listen, we've got the real enemy here. And, you know, I'm speaking as a guy who has spent 24/7 on the COVID fight for 2 years. The real enemy, as I have dug and dug and dug and gotten through layer after layer of corruption, is corruption. The real enemy is this core root of evil and corruption that we have to get rid of. We have to trim it from our society. They're attacking us in free speech. They're attacking us, our freedom of religion. They're attacking our culture. They're attacking our society. And they're doing it for a reason. 5 years ago, you didn't have to, there was no question about whether a woman who decided to be a guy should compete in a woman's sport. Or a guy who decided, you know, vice versa, you know, whatever. You compete where you are. But now we see that. It's another example of an attack on our culture, on our belief system, on our, you know, this, that, and other. I don't care if you want to be a boy or a girl. What I do care about is don't destroy women's sports records when you're a boy pretending to be a girl. You want to do that, that's fine, but you have to understand that you don't get to actually compete there. Now, what we've seen, though, and that's really relevant to this fight, because how did we do that? Well, we redefined what the word woman means. Just like when we started with these jabs, we redefined what the word vaccine is. So,
well, some people redefined and understood. We have a Supreme Court nominee, justice nominee, that doesn't quite understand what a woman is, she said.
Yeah.
Just sidebar.
I mean, but this is, and that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. See, what you got to understand, is, and you really brought this in, and I'm glad that you did, is you brought it in with the climate change. But these tactics are being used by this across the board, whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, whether it's, you know, mechanisms to miseducate our children, whether it's mechanisms to redefine our society. And listen, I don't care if you're gay, straight, you know, white, black. We all bleed red. Everybody deserves a level of respect. But you can't redefine words. A woman is a woman. A man is a man. If you are a trans woman, then you're a trans woman, not a woman. If you're a trans man, you're a trans man, not a man. I don't care what you do in your life, but please don't try and redefine things. Please don't try and tell me that it's raining outside when you're peeing on my leg. You know, I mean, the bottom line here is these same mechanisms are being used. And what we've got to do is we've got to have people wake up and understand it's the same playbook being applied in about 50 different spots. And if it's the same playbook, it's probably the same people causing it, which I've got a lot of evidence on. It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because I started with full focus on COVID, and I, you know, I'm not leaving that till I win that fight, which I will win.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Praise God, all glory to him. Yeah. But Amen. The thing is that you've got to understand that part of winning that is recognizing that this fight is a fight for freedom, and it's a fight for our way of life in the United States. And for what we believe in, and it's much, 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 as big as COVID is, it's even bigger than that because it's the same group of monsters who are behind the whole thing and who are absolutely hell-bent on remaking our world with them in control of it.
Well, Joe Biden's talking about a new world order. I mean, listen to what he said. I mean, and he's all part and parcel of this cabal that's going on. I mean, three things come into play. Number one, your God is not your God. Okay, let's go after religion, and we're going to replace it ultimately with this other religion, this faux religion that allows you to do as you darn well please. Well, we know how that works out. The other thing is there's a philosophy, and one that's been around forever, Tom, and that is that this group of people believes that the earth cannot sustain the population as it stands right now. So a few million people, you know, cutting back on the herd here, no big whoop, because it needs to be cleansed. And, you know, and of course, that's the other thing, too. We did hear a cleansing statement coming. You say words matter, you know, coming from Putin. The third thing is they're marching toward a one world government. This is what they want. This will give them full control, and this will all be controlled by AI. And it's interesting because these people who think that they will be controlled will ultimately have to surrender to algorithms that will be controlled by artificial intelligence. I mean, think about how this is evolving and this dangerous yellow brick road that we're traveling on, that we're being forced to travel on by these ruling elites that think they know better.
Yeah, well, and that's it. You have a group of people that have too much power, too much money, and too much of everything else. including too much time, and they're convinced themselves that they're better than the rest of us. And it's just not the case. You know, the fact that you have money does not in any way, shape, or form indicate that you're somehow better, more qualified, smarter than anybody else. And, you know, there's really a war against the American people and the people of the world, actually,
yes,
going on right now. And we need to wake up to that and understand. You know, listen, I've been through the numbers on these COVID jabs so many times with so many people. And if you still aren't aware of this, you know, then you're just not looking. I mean, you can go to my website, rems-law.com. I've got the evidentiary documents up there. I've got this. I've got that. This is indisputable. But everywhere you look, it's the same thing. And I really want people to start asking, who is behind this and why? Why would you push COVID jabs if you know they're injuring and killing people? Why would you do that? Why are you pushing climate change if you know it's that the, you know, shutting down fossil fuels, things like that are just, I mean, look what it's doing. The economy's, yes, crashing. You know, look at why are you doing all these things? Who's doing this? What are they doing it for? And, you know, if we can get to that, then we can say, okay, these are the people we need to stop, and how are we going to do it? And that's really the key, and that's ultimately, I think, where a lot of my work is centered right now, because to stop the jabs, to stop COVID, to stop this, ultimately, if we don't go to the core of the problem, we aren't going to actually do it. It'll come back another way. We know that, you know, Biden and his ilk are working with they've got all these bio labs all over the world. We've got ties between Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian bio labs, along with the Chinese, you know, over in Wuhan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, these same people are doing this all over. We know they're working on gain of function research on hemorrhagic fever, which is Ebola. They're building a brand new, big, shiny facility down in Texas where they're going to do that work, amongst other places. You know, we know UC Davis and some of these other schools were involved with University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick. These guys were involved with the creation of SARS-CoV-2 over in Wuhan. I mean, you know, we know this stuff is out there. There's no question what's going on. The question is, who's funding it? Why are they waging war on the world, and how do we stop it?
Well, Tom, the fact is we know that it's happening, and we've got to start canceling the cancelers and take a stand against them. We may not be able to get down to the final full analysis of it, but you can tell, like you said, you named some names right now. You know, the Biden family, Pelosi's, all these people that have been, captured, elite captured by the Chinese, that are selling out the American people and selling out American lives. You can tell by the effects of the policies that they are promoting. They are the ones that need to be canceled. Thomas Renz, the attorney who has been leading the charge on COVID and all these investigations. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate
it.
Take care.
Your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.